Hey guys!
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my god, I completely do that every time. Hey guys, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Nicole Baldler here, the host of your show. I apologize that we're getting started a few minutes late, as it would be. I had some technical difficulties with my phone, so I am using Robert's phone. He will be taking callers. We're looking at everybody right now and lined up in the queue, and he will get on there and figure out how to answer so that we can have divine communication with the angelic realm. So real quick, for those of you who don't know or who may be joining for the first time, my name is Nicole Baldler. I channel the angelic realm. So what does that mean? It comes in a various sorts of ways. A lot of psychic information, mediumship information, and most importantly, the ability to connect with Archangel Metatron and his collective, which is my collective that I've been with for a very long time now, about the age of 14, and there's different stories that you can go on my website and check out in my blog. My website is Metatron Angel, it's M-E-T-A-T-R-O-N angel.com, as well as we'll be doing live talks about the Beauty Matrix 2, which is a new program I just released. That was 3 years in the making of how to keep yourself high vibe, full of integrity and light. And the byproduct is that I'm smiling because the byproduct of that is your inner beauty actually comes out. So as society, we're taught to really work on the outside first, like eat well, exercise, and all of those are great information. But what the angelic realm says is work on your inside, and then that natural physique and the natural beauty is going to come out, and you're not going to have a problem with keeping weight off, and you're not going to have a problem with being the size you want to be. So this isn't a course where we're stuffing everybody into a size 2. That's not what I'm saying. Over the course of the last 5 years, I've channeled for tons of people, and it's usually they don't feel good about themselves and they don't feel good about the body that they're in. So the angelic realm came up with this beautiful program that was channeled through me, and you can see that on my website as well. So I'm starting to go up a little bit in trance. I can feel myself getting a little lightheaded, and that's usually my key that I'm about to go in. What Metatron will do, if you guys have never experienced this firsthand with me, is he'll come in with a toning, and the toning is really for us to all think in energetically. So when we come in, and or when he comes in and he tones, just really close your eyes or relax into the sound. Bring in that toning frequency. It's like an energetic download is the best way I could say it. And that he literally cleans out all your etheric bodies, your physical self, and just makes you feel really good inside. So he'll come through. He'll do that. He'll basically have a general message of what's happening. I don't know what that message will be. He could talk about so many different things, and really it's about the collective consciousness that I'm about to channel for, and that's what will come through me. And then Robert is going to take over and answer calls. He will be clicking on, we have your numbers right here in the queue, and he will be clicking on people and taking them off hold so he can speak to them. And in essence, you will be speaking to Metatron. You will get to ask a question. Now, when the intel comes out, if it doesn't make sense, what I tell people, it's just hold on to that, because sometimes he will say things that may not make sense to you right now, or he will say something that is in past, present, future, and I have no way of knowing this. My job as a channel is just to let it fly. And then you just take it in. And oftentimes, as he is giving you information, what you will find out is that your own guidance system kicks in. The angelic realm starts to talk to you as I'm talking, and you just really get a sense of we're all connected. So nobody's separate. This is all fun here. We're just here to have a good time, to let consciousness fly, and to grow together. And then he'll do another tuning, and we will come back. So, without further ado, we'll see how long. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay. So I need you to hold this, please.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's on speaker.
Yeah. My dear children, welcome to the angelic realm. Here we are, believing in you as you are believing in us. We are here beginning to understand consciousness and the reality of all who suffer, who come here to play, mice or men, who are playing with themselves here into the angelic realm. We welcome you children here. But it is a joy and a journey we call here the planet Earth. It is a joy and a journey when man and spirit come together for the greater betterment of humankind. We are here experiencing life. We are here believing in you as you are believing in us. We are believing in the totality of things, as it were. We are believing in the reality of every single one of you here upon the planet. We are believing in your life. We wish to seek it so. We wish to be here with you along the way. We wish to make your journey more pleasant. As you can see and understand, as you allow yourself and you let go and you allow your abundance to come forward, you allow your essence of God, God consciousness, and the reality of who you are to be transformed and transmuted in this lifetime here. We are saying to you, many of you here on the phone call have been through many layers of suffering here. We are begging you here today to take a moment, relaxing into the breath, relaxing into the body, allowing yourself to be with yourself, allowing us to pierce the veil, as it were. You are coming here and understanding your ability to trance, your ability to go up and out of the body as well as coming into the body. You are beautiful spirits here enjoying the channel. Most certainly, many of you here are believing that your life or in chaotic measure, you are believing that your reality is not the way you planned it. But my dear children, if you could come here for a second, breathe in and breathe out. Take here for a moment. Allow your breath to come above the body. See yourself as a conduit of spirit. See yourself as a conduit of light here. Understanding that reality is not working against you ever. No, reality is coming here and understanding your truth. You are understanding your ability to say, what is going on with me today? How I help myself transform here on earth? How I allow myself to be here in the merriment of men? Will I bring in this sort of chaotic nature? Am I believing that I am destitute? Am I believing that God does not love me? Am I believing that I am being attacked? My dear, when you sufficiently understand your corners of your soul and your ability to trust and your ability to channel yourself this lifetime, then you are understanding truly how much God is in you. You are understanding your ability to be connected to source energy every single solitary time of the day. You are understanding each and every one of you are a child. Here in the etheric, as we see you here as children. We see you here as children playing with each other.
You are saying, oh, what happens when I take his ball away? Will he get mad at me? Oh, what happens when I think not so nice thoughts about this person? Can they hear me? Oh, what happens when I am judging myself? Does it hurt? And my dear children, yeah, as we are saying to you, believing in yourself that when you are creating these sorts of matters, these sorts of thought forms here, they are things within your reality. So they are bumping in and around your cerebral cortex of your mind, in the mind's eye, in your heart, and in your universal sphere. As we have said here before, the dear channel is gracious enough to allow us here to come through her vocal cords, and you will notice that the pitch and frequency here, we have about 5 to 6 different beings here at any given time. They are all enlightened, and they have all done their work. Do not be afraid here. If the information here that you are hearing tonight is not, shall we say, what you have come for, it is because you are on a journey. This is not to disguise. This is not to mistrust. This is here to inform you. And when you are the reality keeper of yourself, no one can take from you here. We are saying to you, my dear children, those of you wishing to pop the veil here and understanding fifth dimensional frequencies here, say, oh, my dear Metatron, I have understood that I am creating my reality. I have understood that I am not wanting to, but how is it that I keep suffering? Well, my dear child here, have you thoroughly cleaned your body? What does that mean here? Have you thoroughly cleaned your thought form? Where is your heart? And more importantly, where are your belief systems here? As we have said here, the DR channel lends herself to quite the experiment, falling short here in her thinking. She allows herself here to be, shall we say, the victim of others' reality. Here, with you are empathic here, and understanding that you are picking up frequencies from other beings. This does not mean here that I must rush away from others. This does not mean here that I am forgetting myself. This is simply a matter of knowing, a matter of understanding your sensitivity here. You would believe it so if you understood your sensitivity, then you would know your divine creation. If you are sensitive to other beings, this is not a flight to run away, but to join in. You are saying, I am part of the whole. I am part of creation, and I am here with my brothers and sisters. I am not suffering alone. I am here to join them here. And would it be so if I could dance upon the moon, shaking my little star here, and moving about the etherics? Would I do it so? My dear children, before your time is up here on this call, and before your time is up here in understanding your reality, you will, my dear children, understand your enlightenment. You will understand your mastery of self. Think it here. You are manifesting things that are not the highest light. Try to manifest the things that are in the highest light here. We are using words and vocabularies here that you may understand. For it is not about manifesting here and saying the wrong word twice. It is about the internal notion, the internal GPS here, the gauge point here of reality. How am I thinking? How am I feeling? And how am I manifesting my reality? So, my dear children, we will leave you with that today. We are understanding your time here on the call. It's very important. We wish to engage with you. So give us a moment here. We are engaging with you. So thank you very much. And we will be on the call here.
Okay, I'm going to take the first caller. Hello, first caller.
Hello. My name is Anna.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm sorry, who is this?
I'm good. My name is Anna.
Okay. And what question do you have tonight?
Well, I'm looking for a new residential location, and I was wondering what would the message be on that?
Anna, yeah? Anna, we have a great system here for understanding. You need to be in the sun. You need to be here by the ocean. We are understanding that you would have a great reality of locating in the geographical area of L.A. or Louisiana. So we have two here. So we either have Louisiana here, which is not near the ocean, but Louisiana seems to be of the higher frequency, but also here in the, as we say, L.A. or surrounding areas of California here. We are saying that that would be your highest. Now, as we come here and understanding, there are ley lines here upon the frequency of Earth at this time. Many beings here are being moved about to where their soul would allow them to be of most service to themselves and to a higher light of God coming through them. But yes, you are simply a conduit of higher light and being moved about. Would you understand this here at this time, please?
Yes.
Okay.
My dear child, we are saying that it would behoove you to write your frequencies down. Get here on a piece of paper every morning here, checking in with yourself and saying, do I resonate with this area or not? That will help you. Is my heart open here so that I may feel my highest light? And so that I may know my truth. Yes. My dear, we are quite frankly here, your guides are chiming in here. Give us a second here. They are chiming in to say, you are writing a book or dictionaries here. Well, they are saying dictionaries. You have your own language here. You are understanding that when you speak and certain words that come out of your mouth are understanding and linking you to the sort of being that you are. So they are saying when you get up in the morning, please, dear, make a list, make a note here of who you are, what you are experiencing, my dear, and allowing this energy to permeate your being.
Okay. All right, Anna. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank
you. Let's go to the next caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the next caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Great, great. And your name, sir?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay, great. What is your question tonight?
I'm hoping to see a move for me soon. Do you see me moving by the beach?
Nathaniel, let us take a moment here. They are telling me that you are a great channel here, that you are being visited by spirit at this time. And your spirit here is wanting you to believe in yourself here. They are saying it is time to move, but not yet. You have a few affairs here. We will give you the time frame of about 6 to 9 months here. They are showing us in 6 to 9 months you will be able to move freely wherever you wish here. You are waiting for a plot of land to open up, as we are hearing. In your terminology here, would be real estate or such. It would be the housing here. So we are saying, dear Nathaniel, in about 6 to 9 months, shall you make the move? Yes. Your guides are emphatically saying that they wish to talk to you more. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Would you be allowed in wanting them to come into your reality? Would you allow them to come through the telephone even? Yeah, they are saying that you are going to be receiving phone calls here. That are, shall we say, of the spiritual kind, meaning you may pick up the phone and nobody is home. You may have technological difficulties, yeah, and understanding that this is your guide, your guiding system coming through the wayward way of telecommunications, yeah. They are making themselves known so that you may be enlightened with their journey, yeah. Your guides are saying, yeah, there is a nosy one here who likes to pick about and he likes to push you along the way. Would you understand that sometimes here you feel as though you are being pushed and pulled here?
Is that my brother?
Most certainly, yeah. The DS channel is holding space here for 1 second, please. Relaxing here. Breathing in. He likes to play about in your left ear. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Your left ear here, he is ringing. He is saying when he speaks to you in your right, you are not so good of hearing. Would you understand this?
Okay.
100% here. Your brother is saying you need to turn up the volume here. They are saying that you are kin, not only in the etheric realm, but many are traveling here. You were sideshow together. You were committing the sort of, shall we say, the sideshow road act here, they are saying. So they are saying that back in the 1800s here, maybe before then, 1700s, you traveled about with your brother here and making comments and jokes and laughing about and selling your gifts here, your treasures. You would find antiques or treasures or things that people thought were valuable here, and you would freshen them up a bit and sell them on the road. So, my dear, you and your brother, even though he is in spirit here and he is with you along the way, understanding you will receive phone calls from him. You will understand that you will pierce the veil with your brother to make this information real, to make it a reality in your experience. When your brother does that, it is because he is wanting to give you a sign here. He is saying that your life is a little bit on hold, that your life is coming around in circles here. He is saying that he wants you to move forward and allowing his energy and using the energy to get on with it here. So, my dear, we will leave you with that tonight. Thank you so very much, yeah.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to the next caller.
Thanks.
Okay, the next caller, who is on the line?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Melissa, how are you doing?
I'm good.
And what is your question tonight?
What's the most important thing that I need to be looking at right now as far as my spiritual growth?
Melissa, yeah, we are seeing that you are actually inquiring about your job and your ability to do something more fun here. You are wanting to expand upon your work. You are wishing to move about, but in a way where you are exploring, but always coming back to your home here. You are exploring the ethers. You are exploring the absolute identity of who you are. As we have said here in the beginning of the channeling, you are experiencing life. So we wish to say to you, my dear, we will say this here, that you have the ability to go interdimensional. And in this interdimensional, it's almost here as galactic nature. My dear, we understand this is a little scary here, an understanding here that you are not wanting visits from extraterrestrials and such, my dear. They have been coming to you for a long time here. We are understanding your ability to want to communicate through the veil and understanding that what you are receiving is your consciousness. You are asking here about your higher self and divinity here. So the easiest way is making these sorts of notations of what you are experiencing through the divine. How I experience life, how I experience life through the veil. Where are my realities and how are they bumping up? We are seeing here the guys that you have here come into a triangle. We have here Archangel Gabriel, Metatron, and Michael here. We have the ability to transform these figures as angels here are much more, shall we say, the gatekeepers. They're understanding life upon earth. And so, my dear, you are quickly realizing your divinity. They are saying here, as you come into yourself, you leave upon the night and visit the night shore here. You are believing that you are going beyond the veil, through the ethers, through the ocean, up into the clouds. You are visiting here many star systems, galaxies, and the like. When we are saying putting your pen to paper here, you are giving us and giving yourself the most important frequency is transmutation and transcribing. You are transcribing the realities you are seeing behind the veil. So we would say to you, put the pen to paper. Allow us to draw the pictures of the night sky and the star systems here that you are seeing. We are understanding now that your ability to know more will come forward. But as you have said, my dear, you are wanting to expand on your work. You are wanting to be more free in who you are. You are quickly hiding here who you are. And so we are saying if this message here would be that of a understanding of your own divinity, that is the best reality here.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Melissa. We're going to have to go to the next caller.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this is the next caller who's on the line.
Hi, my name is Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. Okay, what is your question for the collective of Metatron?
Basically, I'm at a stage in my life where I'm starting over after a long marriage, and I would really like to thrive and find my place in the world and, you know, I guess thrive really sums it up. I don't want to just exist anymore. I want to thrive and be happy and be fulfilled. So that's what I'd like to get guidance around.
Julia, yeah, you are a great spirit indeed. Yeah, give us a moment, my dear. Open your heart. Allow us to come in here. Breathing in and breathing out, allow us to take from you your pain and suffering here. Allow us to come into the divine here. Transmuting and giving up to spirit. Yeah, you are saying that you would like to dance. You would like to believe in yourself more. You would like the ability to believe in abundance, my dear. As you have said, yeah, and you are understanding your ability to create matter. Conquestly, yeah, we are understanding that your human race is having a difficult time here understanding their thoughts are creating matter. My dear, as there is matter here, you are also understanding your ability to be spirit. And as it were, your spirit and your spirit around you need your help. So you will say, I am requesting here the spirit of abundance. I am requesting the spirit of transmutation. I am requesting the spirit of confidence. As it were, in the beginning, we were talking here about your ability to channel yourself and be who you are. So, my guest, you are collectively understanding the reality of others. And so, as you are asking the question, yes, we see, yes, in 4 months' time, yeah, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, your guides are saying, in 4 months' time, yes, you will receive your information about new business opportunities, more abundance coming in your life. You will understand your ability to love again. You will understand your guides here are very colorful. Your guides here are sending you a unicorn, as you may think this is very funny here in the earth plane, but they are saying the little girl in you needs the unicorn. They are sending you a unicorn with beautiful rainbows here and saying in 4 months' time, your ability to support yourself, your ability to be abundant in this world will become a reality there. And yes, we thank you so very much, yes, in understanding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Now we'll go to the next caller. Okay, the next caller,
hello.
What is your name, please?
Hi, Yvette.
Hi. Okay, and your question, please?
Can I ask for a divine message?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask for a divine message?
Okay, you have okay. Requesting a divine message.
100%, yeah, my dear. Give us a second, yeah. Coming at understanding your ability to be love. Yeah. You are love, my dear. You are the conception here of love. You are understanding here your ability to give birth here in this lifetime. Your birth is your birthright. We are saying here we have 3 spirits around you here that are in the ethers, the little children. We have your ability to believe in yourself as well as believing in others. My dear, you are taking care of these worlds and you are forgetting yourself. You are forgetting that every time you see someone here on the street corner, every time you see somebody here on their last block, you are sending them love. You are sending them etheric blessings here. And my dear, we are so grateful here to be with you tonight and to allow us to give you this message of truth, abundance, and awareness. Your ability to love is who you are. Love will come into your life. You are saying here, oh, Metatron, yeah, I'm not believing in love at this time. I'm not believing in the full totality of love for me. And we are saying, dear child, yeah, give us a moment. Spread your wings wide, yeah, for you are angelic. You are an earth angel, yeah. Give your wings out. Allow them to unfurl. Allow us to take away your connection to others that you have picked up energetically here. They are not necessary anymore. Your ability to believe in yourself and your ability to create yourself in a mass marketed web. Right here. You are on a huge venture here. You are right at the cusp. Do not give up. For all synchronicities will happen in time.
Okay, well, great.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Hi, the next caller. I'm sorry, your name, please?
Helene.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. What is your question, please?
My question is, I've been going through an extremely rough time emotionally and financially, and even as far as where I live and making decisions. So I'm asking for some guidance and some help.
One second, yeah. We are listening to your guidance. So, yeah, they are saying throwing a party here would help you. Throwing a party here and allowing yourself to celebrate who you are, to celebrate who you are in every form and facet of the word is what will help you get through these times here. My dear, you are saying here that this simply in a two-month period here, your understanding as the call is continuing that everyone here is on their own timeline. But the collective consciousness here of this call is showing you that reality is around the corner. It is what you are experiencing now, but you are all waiting for your break here. We are understanding the ability, as we call them, time jumping. It is literally where you get to stop time and jump onto another timeline. For all the lessons, the soul contract, and the realities of one timeline that you are experiencing have been stopped. They have been abruptly stopped, and it is for your betterment that you may move into another direction here. But yes, we are saying, please do not give up hope. As the last caller here in understanding your ability to believe in your reality, your ability to believe in truth, and your ability to believe in abundance as well, yeah. For every single man, woman, and child needs the support of a loving father, a loving mother, and a loving angelic support system, yeah. My dear, you are not gifted all of that at once, yeah. So in your reality, we are saying that you are wanting to have a different way. And we are saying in 2 months' time, you will call us back, you will understand, and you will say, my God, everything has fallen away. There are no more troubles here. We have learned how to understand and build solutions here. And understanding the ability to believe in abundance. My dear, as you can see, there are a theme of moving about creation, moving about in abundance and wayward action. We are asking here, when you go at night here, bring in Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel here. Ask them here to say, I need to know that you are with me. I need to know that I am not making mistakes here.
Yeah.
For in the consciousness of your mind, you will second guess here. You will say, I cannot believe this is the right action. And we are saying to you, my dear one, my dear child here, understand that you are right on course. You are not at fault, nor have you ever were.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next caller. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Ashiel.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling. What is your question tonight?
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, if there's a message for me in terms of my career and my love life, you know, if I'm on the right path or, you know.
My dear, here, as we look about in your etheric field, yeah, hold on one second here, you seem to have a knife in your back, my dear. This is making it very difficult for you to move forward the way that you would. Yeah, give us a moment, relaxing in here. We call upon the great Archangel Michael here, relieving your spine here with the sword. We are asking him to take it out at once so that you may breathe here. You are having a difficult time with understanding who you are. As we see here, you are lined up to go into medical professions here. Although that might not understand and making sense here on the earth plane, You are a wise magician and medicine man here. Your soul has brought this essence of who you are back through the ethers and through time portals here. Your ability to believe in this and experience here the soul remembrance of being a medicine man, of understanding the many potions you have eclectically placed along the planet as well as placed upon yourself. So you are asking us here if you are ready to jump into a different career here. And we are saying, my dear, you are ready to go here. As your guides are saying, they are wanting you to practice before you leap. This means taking time out for yourself, practicing your communication and your confirmation of your ability to create these sorts of healing mechanisms and potions. They also are saying you like to play music here. You love to perform. Giving yourself an audience would also be paramount here. Giving yourself the ability to perform for others. Take it, as it were, in the clubs or the like. Maybe a bit of jazz here and there. We are saying that this may sound funny, but we are understanding that you are a conduit through the physical being, physical reality. So you must touch with your hands, touch with your heart, and feel with your being here. In the way of love, we are understanding your wanting to believe in love grace. You are believing that your heart here seems to be shut down. You are having questions of expanding into love more. And my dear, it was that knife in your back. As we have spoken about earlier, we have taken it out now. Breathing into your heart center, allow us to bring angelic energy here. Allow us to give it your best and your all. Relaxing into breath, breathing in and breathing out, allowing the angelic realm to heal you. And so we thank you very much, my dear child, for checking in tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you for calling. Anyway, we have a little bit more time for anyone else that would like to speak with Metatron. And until we get any additional callers, I have a couple questions I think are very general that people might be of interest. And my questions are, Metatron, do you have any comments regarding any of the presidential candidates right now for the U.S.?
100%, as we are laughing in the spirit, for you are asking us to have an opinion over a human being, and that is very funny indeed, for we are not judgmental, we are holding everyone in the highest light here. As you have seen it before, you are understanding that quite frankly right now, your candidates seem to be winning. They are wanting a business structure here upon the planet. It is calling for social reform and financial structure. For every man, woman, and child here has been hit abundantly hard for creditors, the like, and the ability to lease themselves here for financial gain. My dear children here, understand please that your time is coming. We are saying that your debt will be forgiven. We are saying the monetary system, as you know it, will be changing here. For we are giving you, we would like to tell you, the man who has a fickle hair is understanding if he would like to win, but we will not tell you exactly who will win, but we will tell you this presidential candidate who is taking into the next sort of stage of events becomes very socially inept, but at the same time, makes the changes known. You may not like them, but they are making the changes behind the scenes that are in for the highest good of the reality here on the planet. As you know, here, the U.S. is very important indeed. Not only is this candidate appropriate, but they have been picked out by the angelic realm. It is not to say the angelic realm picks out social candidates, but in essence could make it, shall we say, a little lighter on the other side, yeah. So we are saying to you, my dear one, understanding that each and every one of you here play an important role for society. If you feel it necessary to close on a house, if you feel it necessary to jump out of a job, if you feel it necessary to move across the ocean, please understand, as we have said, in the portals above, so below, we will make the energy available for beings to do just that, to move where they were not allowed to move before. And understand here, in that expansion of self, and in that belief system, that reality is truly crashing for the universal structure here, and a new one is building up. Every single one of you has the ability here, reality. Imagine a sphere around you. Take a moment here and understanding a sphere around you of your family, your belief system, your financial worlds and gains, your beauty here as the beauty matrix, your ability to channel yourself and communicate with the angelic realm. Now, as you go through this frequency, understand there are cortexes and spheres around the universe that also have an intelligence, yeah, that also have an ability to be their reality. Never forgoing that one is better than the other, just simply think of it here as reality trying to get along. So when an interjection from spirit or angelic or galactic proportion comes in, as in the ascended masters here, your saint, your ability to pierce the veil with your loved ones here, your reality becomes much more easier. When you collectively link in to the universal sphere, when you are doing that, you are bringing in that energy of the universal sphere. And my dear, absolutely you would want to be concerned here. But when you just focus here on yourself, yeah, meaning not forgetting your brothers and sisters, but focusing on your love, and every bit of love that streams forward is now eradicating the separation, is now eradicating here this disbelief of higher love. And in that love creates the most beautiful symphony of colors here that we can see from the angelic realm. It creates a symphony of harmonic proportion here. So, thank you very much for allowing us to answer that very funny question here.
Thank you. We have about 5 minutes left, and is one more question okay, Metatron?
One more question here. We allow the DR channel to return and sing along with her, please.
Okay, my question is, it's more of a request. I was thinking it would be nice to do an auric clearing or cleansing of all the listeners of this broadcast, just to align their prismatic work structure. Could you help us with that, please?
100%. Yeah, as we have said before, we are all about the rainbows, yeah, in the angelic realm. We are saying this, yeah, because the colors are so bright and they reflect frequency, yeah. So, as we say, keeping it simple is the best way, yeah. So, each and every one of you, allow us to come into your reality, link into the love frequency, yeah. Send out love through your heart. You would not believe how many beings on your planet do not know what this feels like. Allow the heart energy to come forward and allow the heart energy to expand back. Feeling in your mind eye here that I am with you. I am with you here and bringing the frequencies of purple and blue, indigo, here in your third eye region. Remaining still and allowing us to open your cerebral cortex here and allowing us to communicate with you through the veil. And allowing us here to remove any entities here, all beings that have been around you for some time. Again, they could not be human sometimes, yeah. They may be a loved one who has not completely crossed over, yeah. And that is all right, because in this love, by us sending them love, they are reaching their destination. So sending here in their prismatic color, imagine the purple here in your third eye. We have blue here in your throat. Allow us to speak rays of blue here. Green in your heart center. Yellow here in your solar plexus. Navel here is orange and bright orange here. We are saying beings need more orange here in the center. And red here in the root as your brothers and sisters of the yogic proportion here have understood for many here, as well as your brothers and sisters in the stars here, in your ancient Egyptian. They are wanting to bring back the colors of gold. So, allowing us to sweep away, anchoring in. Imagine your frequency expanding about so much so that you could float in the air. You are free. You are free, and you are with me in the way as it were. We thank you so very much, dear children, allowing us to breathe in and breathe out, remembering it is always beautiful here in the angelic realm, and we sing your praises.
Okay, thank you. All the listeners, thank you very much. I just want to explain the atonement. It's an energetic clearing. It really corrects, you know, aspects of your physical body. It's part of the MetatronAngel.com, you know, process. It's an activative clearance and an intel. It's a multi-step process. It's very unique. And I purposely asked for the auric cleansing because I really appreciate it. I think a lot of you will feel that and also appreciate it. Also, you can listen to this broadcast, and every time you listen to it, you'll receive the same energetics to include the auric cleansing. Anyway, looks like Nicole just came back.
Hi.
I think she's back.
Yeah, that's always a wild ride. So if you guys are still on here, I really appreciate it. Thank you for hanging in for the whole call. You've been wonderful. I love you so very much. Thank you for joining us. And I will definitely post something for next week. So please look for that. And my intention is just to be a clear channel to the angelic realm so that you guys can get the goods and relax and have fun here in the physical dimension. So I will see you soon. All right. Bye.